Postscript. The general election of December 12, 2019 and its aftermath. In October 2019, Prime Minister Boris Johnson renegotiated Theresa May's withdrawal agreement to finesse the issue of the Irish backstop outlined above. In effect, the new withdrawal agreement does away with the Irish backstop arrangement of the earlier agreement that would have kept Northern Ireland inside the EU customs union and single market until a long-term agreement had been reached between the UK and EU on their future relationship. However, in Johnson's agreement, the border between the EU and UK is still effectively drawn in the Irish Sea between the islands of Ireland and Great Britain. By doing this, Johnson effectively ignored the objection of Northern Ireland's Democratic Unionist Party, DUP, calculating that he would benefit politically by gaining parliamentary support from the hard Brexit supporters in his own Conservative Party. Most observers believed the new agreement to be no improvement on Theresa May's. However, the Brexiteers were buoyed by the fact that one of their own faction, Boris Johnson, was now leading the negotiations. The new withdrawal agreement bill passed its first reading in the House of Commons on October 22, 2019. This sends the bill to the committee stage, where politicians examine it in detail and can suggest amendments before its second reading in Parliament. Fearing that opponents of a hard Brexit would seek to amend the bill to ensure that the UK remained as closely aligned with the EU as possible, Johnson sought to rush the timetable, allowing only 3 days for debate. Opposition MPs objected to the timetable, so Johnson offered more time for debate if Parliament would agree to hold a general election in December 2019. Johnson calculated that, if opinion polls were accurate, his Conservative Party should win a good majority of the 650 seats in the House of Commons. This would mean that his government would find it much easier to pass its legislation and would face less pressure to compromise with those opposed to his views on Brexit. Meanwhile, the deadline for the UK exiting the EU was extended from October 31, 2019 to January 31, 2020.